Hello, people. Welcome on this happy Wednesday where we meet you at the Real Estate Corner with real estate broker Jeevan Zuchi and expert mortgage broker George Duarte. Jeevan Zuchi is a real estate broker who specializes in marketing homes, apartment buildings, and office buildings. And George Duarte, on the other hand, is a real estate broker as well as the mortgage broker, and he can help you in purchase and refinance of homes and real estate. If you want to call Jeevan Zuchi, the number to call is 510-589-3702, and the number for George is 510-377-9059. They will be in the studio for another half an hour. If you want to call and ask any real estate related question, the number to studio is 510-657-1170. And before further ado, let's welcome Jeevan Zuchi and George Duarte.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Very well today. It's not raining yet. So we're doing okay. But, you know, we can use a little rain. That's all right.
Oh, great. Exactly. We need it when we are in California.
Yes.
So what's the hot discussion topic for today?
George.
Well, today, market update. The stocks are higher. Yesterday, the stock market ended at an all-time high, and they're up even a little bit more today, based upon a very strong ADP employment report. The employment report showed that there were 230,000 job creations in the United States in the month of September, which is much stronger than the expectations of 180,000, and the best reading in 7 months. And additionally, August's reading was revised higher by 5,000 from 163 to 168,000. So this has had the impact of putting greater pressure on mortgage bonds and raising the 10-year bond yield. You may recall last week when I spoke, we were looking at the bond yield. The 10-year note was approximately 3.08%. Today it's 3.146, breaking through an important barrier of 3.11. And so what this tells us in plain English is that there is continued upward pressure on the rates because of the very strong economy and the strong employment. So that's the kind of rate environment at this point in a nutshell. The rates themselves are approximately 4.7 to 4.8% for a 30-year fixed, and typically that would include a half a percent, half a point for points. But we can talk a bit more about that. So, Jeevan?
Yes, George, that's a wonderful update. And I was going to ask, how is this going to affect the market? The market is, pretty soft. And, the market has been growing. Actually, the California housing market, it has been growing in 2018. And it kept on going. And now the frustration spikes in Bay Area housing, house hunting. So what is the forecast? What do you think may happen, with the interest rates and...
Well, that's a great question, Jeevan, because it's important to understand the difference between markets going down or prices going down or the rate of growth of home prices slowing. So I want to emphasize prices are not going down, certainly here in the Bay Area. The rate of growth, however, has slowed here in the Bay Area and nationwide. So on my website, www.georgeduarte.com, we have a daily report that the home price growth slowed to its lowest pace in nearly a year, according to the Case-Shiller home price indices. National home price growth averaged 6% year over year as compared to 6.2% growth in June. So we're still growing. It's very important to understand, still growing. It's just the rate of that growth has slowed. To the 20-city home price index rose 0.10% in July to a seasonally adjusted rate of 5.9% year over year. Slowing home price growth was attributed to buyer fatigue and rising inventories of available homes.
Yeah, I was looking at this real estate report card. Thank you, George. And it's very interesting to look at this report card. You know, like the median home price right now is $972,210. Right, George?
Yes.
And when you look at the price per square foot, it's $540. And the appreciation.
And that's here in Alameda County.
I'm talking about, yeah, George.
Yes.
I should have said that. Yeah, it's Alameda County. And the appreciation, historical appreciation in Alameda County, in 59 years, it says 6.94%. 10 years is 4.81%. But in the past 5 years, it has been 14.84%.
Right.
Which is very, very significant. I mean, 10 years it was 4.81, but in the past 5 years, it has been 14.84%.
Right. The 10-year figure, you know, accounts for the market crash 10 years ago.
You're right. Right.
So that's factored in. That has
absolutely.
Has
so as right. You guys are saying that the growth rate has slowed.
The growth rate has slowed.
Yes. So is there a possibility of crash?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
No.
No, we're getting a more. You can't have a market that increases double digits, you know, forever. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in any sort of commodity or marketplace, in the stock market or, you know, the real estate market or anything that, you know, one might want to buy. So it's just.
So it'll get better.
Right. So what happens is the rate, you know, the increase of value, you know, goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a more evening out. So that's what we're seeing. But it is important to understand that the prices are still going up. It's just the rate of their increase has slowed.
Okay.
So, because people ask me, well, George, you know, do you think the market's going to go down? Our property's going to go down 5%, 10% next year? No. So if you're waiting around for that to happen,
mm-hmm.
you're going to miss out. So
right.
You're going to miss out. So what I tell people is just... You know, look at your personal circumstances, and if purchasing a home, either as a first-time home or as a move-up home, is right for your personal circumstances and your family,
mm-hmm.
then go ahead and do it. You know, if you're secure in your job, if you have good credit, if you have your debts managed, and if everything is good in your life,
then you don't have to wait.
Then don't wait. Don't wait for properties to go down. Don't wait for rates to go down, because that's the other thing, is that there's even if property prices did falter or go down, the rates are going up. So you're going to make a higher payment based upon a higher rate. So don't wait. If it works for you, if it makes sense for you and your family, go ahead and do it.
You're very right, George. You know, market crash, which was 2007, 2008, there were circumstances which led to that. And we know that. We talked about it, you know, on this show before. But right now, there's absolutely no signs of any market crash. You know, the employment, the stock market, everything is just fine.
Well, employment is very strong here
it's
in
very
Alameda
strong.
County. Yeah, right now, the unemployment rate is at the lowest, like, ever. It's 3.2% unemployment rate, so 96.8% of people who could be employed in Alameda County are employed.
Exactly.
And that's wonderful news.
That's
terrific.
Good news.
And people are making money and paying their bills.
Absolutely.
But, you know, so...
And as George, you said very rightly, and I have been saying this all the time, that when you, you know, go for house shopping, don't think about appreciation or depreciation that time. You just think about buying that wonderful home for yourself. Because, you know, even if... Also, you have to see how long are you going to be able to stay in that home. Now, if you are going to stay in that home for next 5 to 10 years, why are you so concerned about the market? I mean, you're buying a home.
And market's going to change.
Market will change anyway.
Right.
And you are living in that home. It's mm-hmm. not a rental property. It's not a... commercial property. It is your home.
True.
Where you raise your family, your children, and, you know, you look at the schools, you look at the neighborhoods, you look at
safety.
Yes. And that's what should be your concern. Not mm-hmm. like I'm going to make a killing in another 6 months or 1 year. You know, you can do that elsewhere, but not when you're buying your, you know, your first home or your, you know, your residence. So I think that's how, George, am I right?
Yes, definitely. Yes, it's very important to look at it that way.
But very
because you
important.
Have to live somewhere. I mean, either
you have to live.
Either you own a home or you're renting a home.
Exactly.
And you're going to pay. So if you're renting a home, you're paying somebody else's mortgage.
Right.
Essentially.
Yes.
That's really what it comes down
that's
to.
That's a wonderful way to put it.
And as
well,
this,
it's true.
As this report card just indicated, 59 years, you know, 6.94%.
Mm-hmm.
So there is appreciation. I mean, you know, you are living in your home.
What is the projection, Jivan, on future appreciation, according to that report?
5 years, it says... it has been 14.84, but the projection in next 5 years
mm-hmm.
is 28.81%.
Wow.
So to all those skeptics, to all those people who think that there's going to be a market crash or this something is just going upside down, let them know that the 5 years projected forecast is, you know, pretty high, 28.81%.
Right. So if somebody bought a house now at the relative median home price of $972,210 in Alameda County, so 5 years from now, given that projected 28.81%, what would a home be worth then?
$280,107 is the five-year gain, and the home will be worth $1.252 million.
Wow.
$1,252,000.
What appreciation! Yes.
Now,
exactly.
You know, that's the forecast. And forecast is not based on just, you know, some kind of a emotion or some kind of, you know.
No, it's market study.
It is market study.
Definitely.
And you know, so George, you're so right. I think people don't have to think about, you know. The markets, you know, I get so many buyers. We had this open house last weekend, and there are some young buyers, and all they're concerned about is market crash. You know, I don't blame them because it was a nightmare. What happened in, you know, 2007, 2008, it truly was a nightmare. But, you know, people have to understand, you know, they're all educated people, they're young people, they should understand that, you know, there's something like a market study, you know, and, you know, right now, as we said earlier, there are no indications, there's absolutely no indication of any market crash.
That's really good to know, and for the listeners who have just tuned in, you're listening to Real Estate Corner with real estate broker Jivan Zutshi and expert mortgage broker George Duarte. If you would like to call in the studio and ask any question related to real estate, you can call 510-657-1170. And if you want to call and make an appointment with Jivan Zutshi, the number is 510-589-3702. And if you would like to talk George and discuss about your purchase or refinance, then you can call 510-377-9059. The email ID for Jivan Zutshi is jivan.zutshi@gmail.com. And for George, the email ID is georgelduarte@gmail.com. So with that, let's get back to our discussion, which is very, very, very educational.
You know, I was going to also tell you that the inventory right now, you know, homes for sale, and we're again talking about Alameda County,
mm-hmm.
1,141 homes are for sale. And you know what the population is in Alameda County. Total population is 1.65 million. 1.65 million is the total population. Yeah, you can take the call.
Yeah, so
sure.
We are getting
go
a
ahead,
call.
Please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello? You're live on air?
Hello?
Yeah, you can ask your question.
Yeah, my name is Krishna. Somebody hinted me about 55 plus homes. Can please help me understand what is this about? I'm 55 plus. I haven't owned a home as of now.
We cannot hear you clearly, sir. I think you're driving and, because we cannot hear you.
Could you repeat the question? Didn't quite get that.
Okay. Somebody hinted me about 55 plus homes.
Somebody hinted you about 55 plus homes.
So you mean homes homes for seniors?
That's correct.
Yes.
And I never owned a home as of now. So help me understand what they are and is there any point in spending time in exploring those options?
Well, is this for yourself to purchase and live in?
Yes.
Are you 55 plus?
Yes.
Oh, you are? Then certainly. Why wouldn't you?
Right. Well, what would you like to know about? Yes, those places do exist. Typically, they're condominiums or townhomes or whole developments, you know, depending upon the location and depending upon... Usually, they're quote-unquote retirement type of communities, and they have deed restrictions so that the primary residents have to be over 55.
Okay.
Yeah, so... yes, they're very popular, and they're typically in more, you don't really find them so much necessarily right here in the Bay Area. You find them more in the Central Valley where there are larger developments.
You know, okay.
Granite Bay, Roseville, you know, out in that area.
Okay.
And single family homes. But having said that, I'm sure that there are some over 55 communities here in the Bay Area, just I would think. I don't know, just Google them. Are you in that marketplace? What location would you be looking at?
Actually, right now I don't have any strings attached as my children are gone to college. So I don't have any restriction on the geography. But, you know, I prefer to be in the areas like Fremont or Hayward, Union City, Milpitas, this area.
Right. Well, contact Jeevan, you know, and I'm sure that he'll be most happy to do some research for you on over 55 communities.
Yeah, I mean, please give me a call, 510-589-3702, and we'll explore it together. Okay? Thank you. Have a good day.
So if you would like to contact Jeevan, the number is 510-589-3002, and the email ID is jeevan.zuchi@gmail.com. So I think the call got dropped. So let me give the information once more. You're listening to Real Estate Corner with Jeevan Zuchi and George Duarte. Jeevan Zuchi is a real estate broker who specializes in marketing homes, apartment buildings, office buildings, and businesses. And the number to call him is 510-589-3702. And George Duarte is a real estate broker and a mortgage expert who can help you purchase and refinance your homes and real estate. The number to call George is 510-377-9059 and his email ID is georgelduarte@gmail.com. So if you have any question, we have a couple of more minutes in the studio. You can call at 510-657-1170. And so what we are talking about, George? Again, the market conditions, the pricing?
Right. Well, getting back to some Alameda County statistics, it's interesting, as Jeevan mentioned earlier, you know, the population of Alameda County is 1.65 million.
Right.
Of that, there are 706,000 people who are renters. And of the 706,000, statistics indicate that 171,000 renters could afford a purchase.
Okay, based
based upon the average median home price and average median income here in the county. So what does that mean? You throw around these numbers. Well, what that means is if you're a home buyer or potential home buyer, then you've got a lot of competition.
Oh, okay. So we are getting a call. Can we take a call?
Sure.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're live on air. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a general question if they can throw some light here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, actually my question is to both George and Jeevan, because there was a report published like a few days back. I read it regarding the property market. Like people are suspecting it is bubble is already like full and probably going to burst. and they listed around, let's say, around 10 or 15 cities.
Mm-hmm.
And Hong Kong was the first one, London was the second one, and San Francisco was fourth or fifth,
mm-hmm.
and New York. And we fall in the San Francisco Bay Area. So what is their take on, like, are we about to crash or something? If they can throw some light, I'll take the answer offline. Thank you very much.
Sure. No, no. Like I said earlier, we're not going to crash. Again, employment is very strong. The national economy is very strong, and I can't speak to allegations that the Hong Kong and London real estate markets have crashed.
Right.
That is not what I've heard. It's entirely opposite.
Oh, I think the call got dropped. Let's answer it off air.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at this point, no, we're not on the verge of a crash. There's a lot of wild, you know. In the world of the internet, anybody can say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we talked about it a little earlier, so I don't want to beat it to death. No, we are not on the verge of a crash here in the Bay Area at all.
That's really very comforting to know.
Right. Let's all stay calm and you know, do what's right for us as individuals, as families.
Yes, so we were talking about the Alameda report.
Right. So the annual potential first-time buyers between ages 27 and 35,
mm-hmm.
there are over 60,000 people in that demographic.
Mm-hmm.
The annual new homes needed in Alameda County to meet the demand is 20,000, but the annual actual homes built in the last year are only 5,478, so a little over 25%. Of homes to meet the demand. So the demand is very strong, continues to be strong,
mm-hmm.
and growing, and that's the problem. It's, you know, we live in a capitalist society. Anybody who's studied economics knows supply and demand,
mm-hmm.
and when the demand exceeds the supply, the price of whatever it is,
it goes up. Yes.
Right.
So that's definitely, now we know which direction we are going in.
Right. So the projections are will remain strong. Now, you know, if we have something catastrophic occurring, who knows? If a meteor strikes or the San Andreas Fault goes to a 9 quake and, you know, topples the state, or, you know, if somebody drops a nuclear weapon somewhere, sure, all bets are off. But
I really hope nothing of that happens.
Exactly. You can't worry about these things. You just have to go ahead with your life.
Yeah, so we are pretty much towards the end of our show, George. Would you like to say something?
Sure. Yes, please check my website, www.georgeduarte.com. I have daily updates there that you can check out. I've also got, you can contact me for information. I've got some video testimonials, you know, and some other good information, and always open for ideas for content. So content is very important. And it's always a pleasure to be here and to answer any questions. And my intention is to bring information to the general public.
Thank you so much, George. And thanks, Jeevan. So let me repeat the information once more, because I know people would like to contact you guys. So you were listening to Jeevan Zuchi, the real estate broker and expert mortgage broker, George Duarte. So if you would like to contact Jeevan Zuchi, the number is 510-589-3702, and his email ID is jeevan.zuchi@gmail.com. Zuchi has a Z in it. And if you would like to contact George Duarte for purchase or refinancing your home real estate, the number to call is 510-377-9059, and his email address is georgelduarte@gmail.com. With that, we are at the end of our program. Thank you so much for tuning with us. And you will find us on the Real Estate Corner again on the next Friday, the next Wednesday, 10:30 to 11 a.m. With that, keep listening to Radio Zindagi. GHM.
Thank you.